Oh, Lord, let me lean on you. Let me lean on you, Lord. Let me lean on you. So there will be no mistake as who you're talking to. Hallelujah. Praise God. To God be the glory. Lord, honor and praise that he continues to give to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he is wonderful. Mighty God. Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. God is good. Is anybody out there he's been good to? Right, so this is another day the Lord has made. And we ought to be rejoicing because he has kept you in his day. Hallelujah. Scripture said this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in the day. He could have left us in yesterday, but he brought us on over into today. And for that, we're giving glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. So we are all here. Okay. And whatever else is going on in the world is part of the day. Hallelujah. So we just give God glory for everything. Praise God. Because you can't do nothing about it no way. So you might as well enjoy it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for each one everyone in the house. Everybody's special. Everybody's precious. Everybody's somebody. Hallelujah. Praise God. And don't you forget that. Don't let somebody call you a name that's going to pull you down and you're going to accept it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just tell them, tell it to your hand. Hallelujah. Because I'm not accepting what God didn't make me to be. I am who God say I am, not who you say I am. So if God didn't tell you that, don't you respond to it. They ain't talking to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if nobody else is there, they must be talking to themselves. Hallelujah. Praise God. So everybody's precious, everybody's good, and everybody's beautiful. Scripture says he made you beautiful in time. Hallelujah. And this is your time to shine for the Lord. Be beautiful for him. And you are made according to his purpose and for his purpose. Not nobody else, not even ourselves. Hallelujah. Because we don't own ourselves. Everything is God's, including us. Praise God. And if you don't get it down here, you get it over there. You ain't going to lose out. Hallelujah. So don't worry about it. Hallelujah. What will be, will be. Praise God. We praise God for Posada, Dr. Lewis, and Dr. Elder Lewis. Monica, Elders Green, Elders Giss, Elders Bush, Elder Lewis again, Jimmy, and welcome here. They look at all the preachers. All right, then to every officer of the church, praise God, and then everybody else, the lay people. So we praise God for you. Everybody got a prospective place, and your position in the church, God, is very important. If you just here to sit in the pews, that's an important position. Hallelujah, because you need somebody in the pews. If there's nobody in the pews, there ain't nobody to preach to. See how important you are? We can't have the service without you. Okay? You may not come to be the spotlight, but you are the light. Shining in your own little corner. Hallelujah. And we come to nurse one from another. The word said, don't forget to assemble yourself together. Okay. And we come together so I can feed off your energy and you can feed off my energy. Praise God. We do Zoom, but Zoom ain't like being in the house of God. Okay. It's a big difference. Hallelujah. Praise God. We'll get together there, but not together because we still can't touch you. Okay. Glory to God. So God wants us to be together because when we come together, we need to tell somebody else about the goodness of God. You don't know what somebody went through that week. Hallelujah. But you just talk about the goodness of God and make them feel better. Hallelujah. And sometimes you tell them about the good of God, they want to tell you more than you got to tell them. Hallelujah. Praise God. And they get you as well. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news in this bad news world. Anybody need some good news? Everything going on up there in Washington, D.C., we need some good news. Every day there's some bad news coming down the tube. Hallelujah. Somebody need to talk about the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's going to see us through. We ain't praying, so he can give you something to pray about. Hallelujah. He wants you to call him. Even when things are going, we are calling. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We ain't got to wait till we get in pain to call him. And we just need to call him and call him now. Hallelujah. Praise God. From the book of Matthew, the 13th chapter. Matthew, the 13th chapter. First book of the New Testament. Okay. All right. 13th chapter. Verse 24. Follow me, stand here, you on the spiritual man, and the man, physical man. We give all unto your care that you may use us for your glory and honor. Send your word and anoint our ears and our hearts and our mind to receive the word. In the name of Jesus, send the word that will cause you to be exalted in all the earth. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Are we there? Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man which soweth good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servant of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in the field, thy field? From whence then had it tares? And he said unto them, an enemy had done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, this why you gather them up the tares, you root up also the wheat. Let both grow together into the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together the first the tares, and bind them in bundles, then burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Amen. We want to talk to you a few minutes. We don't plan to be before you long. And we just come to remind you, I ain't come to bring nothing new. Okay? I just come to remind you of the word. That's our job. It makes it so easy. You ain't got to fight it. Remember a whole lot of stuff. Just remind him what you already know. A lot of times we know a whole lot of stuff, but we forgot we knew it. Then something happened and we find out, oh, I knew, I've been through this before. Okay? And then we have the knowledge to know that he brought me out this. He's going to bring me out of that. He did it yesterday. He'll do it again today. Hallelujah. Say, neighbor, leave it alone. Okay. Leave it alone. We go through day by day doing what we can do. Sometimes doing what we ought not to do. And most of the time, we find ourselves doing a whole lot of judging. When the scripture plainly say, judge ye not. Is there something hard to understand about that? Judge thee not. And three words. Judge thee not. What's so hard about that? But we find ourselves blatantly doing it every day. So we're sinning every day. Because anytime you do what is not according to the word said, you sin. That's all sin ever is and ever was and ever shall be. Hallelujah. It is the disobedience. Okay? That's how you know when you sin, when you disobey. Okay. Look at the first sin that was committed. Anybody out there, everybody out there, I believe, could tell us what that sin was. Okay. God has put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And he placed every good tree and fruit in that garden that man could have. All right? And he put only one thing in the garden that he didn't supposed to bother. Okay? Now, he didn't have to put it out there, but God don't want to force you into doing anything. He wanted you to have a choice. Therefore, he gave man free will. Okay? So if he had to put you in there and giving you no choice, that's not giving you free will. Okay? You are bound to do whatever he got there for you to do. He told him not to eat of the tree of knowledge. Okay, of good and evil. Not bother that tree, but everything else you can have. All right? God is so good. He made it so easy so that you ought to be remembered one thing. Okay? If you remember anything, you ought to remember that. All right? There was no other thing to do, but if I can eat off of that tree, that tree, and all the other trees except that one right there that wasn't them. I know not to go to that tree. And I don't have to hunt for nothing. That's because everything else was there. In other words, it looked like you had to hunt for the good and evil. Amongst the forest. With all the lustrous green leaves and beautiful plants. Okay, in the rainforest, where the plants grow big and nice and things that's lovely. Okay, that other one had to stand up out like a sore thumb because it was the one thing I should avoid. What about us? When you tell us, leave it alone. Don't bother it. Don't touch it. It's going to hurt you if you bother it. What is it? The more we tell them don't, the more we get gravitated to doing. What is it that cause us to want what we're not supposed to have? What is it, Batik, that causes us to want knowing you can't have it? But I just got to find out what it is. There's a plenty of other things out there I ain't touched that I can touch. There's plenty of other things out there I can eat . Think about the grocery store. There's a whole lot of fruits and things in that grocery store. A lot of us in here ain't never touched. We looked at it, but we didn't pick it up. It looked so good, but we don't know what it is, so we don't bother it. We just got to have it. That's what we'll say. I got to have it. No, you don't. You didn't live this long without it. You got to have it. If you made it through one day without having it, you can do without it a second day. Some of us trying to quit something. And they say, I want to quit. I went through today without it, but tomorrow I've got a new craving. And it seems like it's harder to get through the second day than it is to get through the first day. If you made it through the first day, the second day ought to be a blast. A roll of ease. What I've done one day, I can do too. People saying that I tried to smoke, I mean quit smoking. And I held out for a whole month. And then I found myself smoking again. Let's analyze this thing. Here you are, 120, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 200 pounds. Big person. All right. You've been around for a while. Say you've been around the block. And here this little old cigarette. It can't talk. So it didn't say, here I am, do you, you. It didn't say, here I'm over here, come get me. That old cigarette doesn't have no gun, no knife, nothing to kill you with, except you use it. Now, it doesn't have no weapon, but it is the weapon. Okay. It isn't the man that if you don't buy, take me up today and smoke me, I ain't gonna bother you tomorrow. No, no, he didn't say that. Ain't gonna be your best friend if you don't smoke me today. Good. I don't want you to be my best friend. I'm trying to get rid of you. It is little old cigarette. It got to stay where you put it. If you put it in a drawer, close it up, it ain't gonna push the drawer back out and get out. Who's gonna get it out is you. Said, neighbor, the problem is you. So leave it alone. That little cigarette, how did it get from the drawer to your hand to your mouth? And then it got lit up some kind of way. Who was the problem? Say, self, leave it alone. If you just leave it alone, it'll come to fruition. If you just leave it alone, that cigarette ain't gonna get in your mouth until you pick it up. The cigarette ain't gonna make you light it up, even if you get it in your mouth and know it's not lit up. I've seen some people put it in their mouth and take it back out and stick it in the package. They might have picked it back up later on, but at least that time they won. We are always bothering something that we're not supposed to do. I believe everybody, mama, and they told them in here, don't you smoke. And because they said, I just can't wait until I get one in my mouth. Don't you drink. Okay. And you just got to cry that out too. Whatever we tell them, don't. That they do. Whatever they tell you, do that you don't do. Paul's an old wretched man that I am. What shall deliver me from this bondage? I'm just so bad that what I don't want to do, that I find myself doing. And that I want to do, that I find myself not doing. I found out it's not me, but it's the sin in me. Hallelujah. That causes me want to do this. Sin and life. That wall. Sin is death. life is God. Hallelujah. Jesus talking to his disciples and followers, and he was talking to them about parables throughout this chapter. He said that another parable put he before them, saying that the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man. The kingdom of heaven is just like a man who went out and sowed some good seeds in his field. Now, we've been sowing good seeds to you in the house of God. The preacher sowing seed. Oftentimes in mind, other preachers say, you're just a seed sower. You're not the seed grower. You're just somebody that's supposed to be sowing the word out. Not somebody that making somebody live it. We're just a seed sower. And maybe we put some water on it. But after that, we can't do nothing else. We put the seed in the ground, put some water on it. God does that. It's going to come up. Okay. So the man sowed the seed. And while men slept, tell two people to wake up. The enemy is at hand. Wake up. Hear how you with that cigarette in your mouth before you know it. Because you were sleeping, say, I found myself smoking. I didn't even remember lighting it. And I had laid the pack down and said, I ain't gonna do it no more. All you need is a made up mind. And know that God will help you go through it. You don't have to withdraw. You can do it cold turkey. All right. Tell that this day I'm going to quit. And when that day get there, quit. It can't make you do nothing else. The cigarette can't talk to you. It's you talking to yourself. If you say I can't have it, I can't go no longer, it's you. And said you went one day without it, you can go 10. And after a while, that desire will go away. If you keep on resisting it, the word says, resist the devil. And he will do what? He will run away from you. But if you say, come on in, he ain't going nowhere. You got the easy chair for him. Okay. Coat in one hand, cigarette in the other, and some cake in my lap. All right. While we slept, when I should have been reading the Bible, the enemy was still being sowing negative things into my spirit. While I slept, when I should have been forgiving somebody, I got to get punished them for a week or two. Why we slept? We're supposed to forgive it right then. I believe the word says, don't let the sun go down on your evil deeds. Don't let it sun go. Don't let it go to day two. But while we slept on the word and we didn't do what the word said to guard ourselves. So now I find myself even worse today than I was yesterday. The longer we wait, the harder it is for us to ask for forgiveness or to forgive the person that you're holding a thing against. While we sleep, the enemy is still at work. He's still busy trying to tear up your life with the Lord. While we slept, evil is being sown in our mind and in our heart while we sleep. Instead of doing what the word says, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely. Rejoice. See, we're sleeping on that. We don't rejoice no time now. We do is complain. Why? We sleep. The enemy is busy stirring up wrath, causing division amongst the church family. Why we sleep? Instead of restoring love like the Lord told us to do, we restoring hatred. While we sleep, we think we are doing what the Lord told us to do. We were Saul that later became Paul. While we sleep, some of us have become Saul. We were Paul, but we went the other way. While we sleep, this enemy came and sowed terror in the field. And when the fruit came forth, the plants came up. And when they put out the fruit, because of the tares, and the wheat looked just about alike, the enemy sowed them in the field. And the man helper, the servant, said, Master, did not we you sow good seed? Yeah. He said, yeah. But where did the tares come? How did they get in here? Well, I've been going to church. Going to church and sleeping. We're wide awake, but we're sleeping. Eyes bright, but we don't hear the word. Tell somebody you sleep. The preacher said, don't let your heart be troubled. Yeah. Here I am with a troubled heart today. You sleeping. The preacher said, rejoice. We're going to say, what I got to rejoice about? Your name is written in the book of life. Rejoice. Somebody just scandalized my name. How can I be rejoiced? Rejoice. The word says, rejoice. Don't let the enemy sow a terror there. And since the talent is there, now you got to let it grow together. This is something you got to deal with. Okay? Until the harvest time. Let the talent go. Let them grow. They can't do no harm to you. The only way they can is you got to let them do it. You got to do like that cigarette who was in somebody's store. You in your house. You get up, get dressed, go get in a car, and go find that cigarette. And then after you do that, you got to put it over the pack up, take one out, put it in your mouth, put the pack back down, and then you got to light it up. Look at all that trouble you're going through. Just to get a cigarette that can't talk, can't hear, can't see, can't feel. It's dead. All right. The cigarette is dead. How does it make you do so many things? Tell somebody, you're sleeping. Okay. I'm just about to. In fact, I think I'm already too much. Why we sleep? Tares are being sowed in our lives. While we are sleeping on the word, you're allowing this bad thing to happen and that bad thing to happen and that bad thing to happen. Clog all up in our minds instead of doing what the word said. I don't know who this is, but I'm going to use it for right now. The word told me to do what? Cast it. When it came my way, cast it. Don't entertain it. Cast it. All this negativity in the church, cast it. I come to give the God the glory. And James told me I can give it, count it all, joy. So whatever the bad thing is, joy. Don't sleep no longer. Wake up and see that the word is blessing you and you being delivered every day. I'm gonna quit right now. Okay. Just leave it alone. All that bad stuff. But honey, pray about it. Cast it to the Lord and pray about it. And let it go. Right? Don't spend another day sad and mad. But be joyful and count everything as joy. Because the word said is turning out for my good. Whatever it is, it's going to be for my good. I may not see it on this side, but it's going to be for my good on the other side. And I'm not coming here to stay. I came here to pass by. This way, because God had a work for me to do. And when I'm finished with this work, he's going to take me on in and give me my just reward. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Every day is going to be Sunday. every day and Sabbath shall have no end. Every day going to be joyful. Hallelujah. All I got to do is rejoice all day long. Hallelujah. Somebody said in the song, how got over? My soul looked back and said, how got over? How I got over? Hallelujah. Praise God. Wake up. Gospel invitation is extended. If anyone needs the Lord in your life and don't have him as your Lord and Savior, in other words, if you're not saved, now's your time. Okay? Now it's time because your day is not as long as it used to be. Okay? Every day, every minute, every second gets you closer to your leaving here. Right? So when you be saying, I believe you're glad when tomorrow is, you say you be glad you got one more day closer to your death. You know, we don't know what we're saying when we think those are things. Okay? When you work, what the rest time on for that day, you trying to rush your life away. Because our days don't get longer, they get shorter. All right. Does anyone that do not like to unite with the church, now's your time to come as well. All right. No one. Gospel been preached, invitation been extended. No one suffered to come. Should you die in your soul, the lost. Nobody fought but your own. You had the opportunity. You were given the opportunity. And just leave your worries alone. Leave your problems alone. They are not yours. They belong to the Lord. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. All right? We need to speak that out. Say, neighbor, the battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. So just leave it alone. All right. And he can and will fix it for you. God bless you. I have the highest praise that you go out to your feet.
Let everybody say, let everybody say, amen, amen. Come on, church, say, amen.
Now to him that is able to present us faultless for the precious throne of God. May the grace of God speak to me with the Holy Spirit, rest with us, rule and abide with us, and keep us safe and healthy till we shall meet again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let the church say, let the church say, amen, amen. Let the church say, amen. Hey.